suffering result you experience in human realm, later, after some time, when you get born a human being, due to another good karma, you get born a human being, then you, during that time, then you experience this suffering result, which is another, from another karma, from another bad karma, you see. Then positive result. Then you see, if you're a farmer, you see you can't develop your work. You know, if you're a farmer, you can't improve the work. You see, you're doing business, you see, selling ships, transportation, or cars, or doing business, transportation, you see, carrying things, carrying people, however, unable to have success, unable to develop. So, might be the same thing. If one is running, if one is open a shop and you don't receive, customers, you're not receiving customers. same thing. also, if you open the hospitals, you're not receiving clients or maybe, you know, thinking as some other hospitals receive a lot, but your hospital doesn't, you know, receive. Or you open a restaurant, you're not receiving any guests, you know, you're not receiving any guests, all the chairs empty. So anyway, unable to progress, you see. then say in the place what's happening is not according to your wishes, you see. Not according to how you want, and people are cheating you. so many people are cheating you. Whichever country you go, you are cheated by. You say, so many people are cheating you. So like this. And then place, you see, so many cause of fear. The places where you live, you know, the places filled with this cause of, places filled, where you live. So many danger and so many fears, and cause of fear, you know, danger for life, things like that. So possessive result of the karma, taking life. Then three other suffering results you experience in human realm, later when you, after some time when you get born human being. So that time, experiencing result, experiencing results similar to the cause, there's you have so many people. You have so many people who criticizes you, so many people who put down you, and so many people cheating you, deceiving you. And then creating results similar to the cause, and then you do again cheating others, you see, telling lies. Then negative karma, completing the karma of slandering. Then the possessed, the positive result, that is that when you're born human being after some time, the where you live, the place you see, which has so many hills or mountains, so say, makes life very difficult. You go up, up and down, and up and down, you see, not planned, not beautiful, not planned, you see. Very difficult to go, makes life very difficult, like that. And then, which is also, say, the place where you live, so many, there's so many danger, you know, so many fear, and so many cause of fear, like that. And then, experience and result similar to the cause, that is, you see, you see, there's no, you see, in the family, there's no unity, you know. You see, other people are not harmonious to you, you see. Doesn't bring harmonious to you. Doesn't unite, you know, to you. So surrounding, the surrounding people, you see, they don't unite to you. So disharmony. Then they're back, they're, you see, they're mean, they're, you see, kind of, say, bad thoughts towards you, say, they're mean to you, say, you know, say, not instead of, say, wonderful, or say, yeah, see. So you hear, see, because in the past you did slandering to others, you know, uninteresting words, you see, to express to others. So this life you hear from others, just in words that disturbs your mind. Other people talking, you know, bad about you or bad about the other person, then creates disunity with that person, that companion, that friend, and yourself, you see, things like that. Even the words that you, even your talk, your words, you see, it becomes a cause of fighting. You know, you try to talk, but your talk becomes cause of fighting. You know, if your talks, your words become cause of quarrel, other people to get angry and cause of quarrel. So that's experiencing, those are experiencing results similar to the cause. And then, the next one is in, yeah, the complete creating results in the cause. The one is again one does again when committing karma or slandering. So as I mentioned before, that completing the karma has a four suffering result. That slandering completing the karma produces four suffering result. So one of them again slandering. You see, so goes on. So until we don't change our mind action, abstain from that negative karma, don't purify past, you see, negative karma, then the suffering result goes on and on without end. So same with the stealing and the telling lies, those things. Then now, next one is completely negative karma of gossiping. The experience, a rapid aspect result, rebirth in the Lord, even in one of them. And then, possessed result to do with the place. Place where you live, you see, the trees, they don't take fruit. You don't get in the right time. So it doesn't happen at the right time when you need. Then the fruits appearing to you, is not ripened, but appears to be ripened, then not having a stable root, doesn't last long time. And the place where you live, very ugly, unpleasant, the forest or the pond or very ugly, unpleasant pond or like that. So many unpleasant things, and so many, the place filled with so many cause of fear for life. Then the experience and result of the cause, that your speech, you know, after some time when you're born a human being, your speech doesn't have power. So therefore when you give a talk or when you request, something important to achieve, when you request to somebody, your words doesn't have power, so other person doesn't, doesn't inspire to help you. It doesn't inspire to help you. Others do not pay attention to your words. Oh, things like that. So that is the experience of results from the cause. Creating results from the cause is creating the karma, the gossiping. Having a conversation or talking, without meaning, without purpose, or to develop delusions. And then, harshly speaking, however, the word can be word might be nice sounding, but it is hurting to other people's mind. Sometimes the way the person said it can kind of sounding nice, but it hurt to other person. So that completely karma is for suffering result. Possess ravana as a result of birth in the lower realm, and then possess result, where you live, where you're born, or where you live. So there's a lot of thorn bush, a lot of thorns, very unpleasant. A lot of rocky place, a lot of unpleasant. There are many details about it. I don't know the name in English. Those very rough, like a thorn, or very rough bushes, or it grows on rocks, or like that. The kind of bush. However, the main thing is a very rough place. There's no very pleasant, it doesn't have many glorious, magnificent. Kind of very green, nice, very glorious, magnificent, not like that. It's the opposite, very unpleasant. Unpleasant place, unhappy place. So, however, they are in the sutta text, there are quite a number of details, you know, quite a number of details, many things mentioned, and unpleasant things. However, place say, which has many fears in the life, many cause of fears, where places where there's a lot of negative karmas, there's killing or a lot of negative karmas done. And then experiencing the result, similar to the cause of harshly speaking, with the words hurting other people's mind. I got mixed up. Some part that I mentioned for the, say the slandering, so that is the result of this one. So slander, the experience and result to the experience and result similar to the cause of slandering, there's a surrounding people, they're not harmonious to you, they don't unite to you, you see. And they're bad to you, they're mean to you. And then and then also separation. The friend or the companion or the husband or wife, you know, that person separating from you, and it's also separation, leaving you, see. Because you caused in the past slandered by doing, by slandering, see, you caused disunity, you know, to split the people, you see, those who are harmonious, you see, you split them, so that's why. So same thing happened to you. So the harshly speaking, you see, the experiences that's meant to cause is, so you hear unpleasant words from other people, you know. So exactly the same what you, how you said unpleasant words to other people in the past, now you hear the same, you see, you hear unpleasant words. So even your own talks becomes cause of quarrel. You know, you try to speak, but then it becomes cause of quarrel, like that. Then, now the city, and then creating the result of the cause, you see, the harsh speaking, doing that again, you know, of course, that has again for suffering results, that goes on like that. Until one purifies the past negative karma and change one's attitude and action. Then, covetousness. The three, negativities of the mind, that covetousness and ill will and heresy. By doing this negative karma, Ratana spells result of birth and the lower realm, one of them, in one of the realms, the experience and result similar to the cause. That is, you see, the crops, any wealth, perfection, you know. For example, oil, before there's a lot of oil, you know, production, or gold, you see, any profession, you see, wealth like that, including crops. So every year those things are decreasing, you know, less and less and less, it decreases. Year by year, month by month, day by day, they become less. That instead of increasing. Then the experience and result similar to cause of the covetousness, then that is, you see, your wishes doesn't get succeed. So that is your wishes, you see, what you're hoping, they don't get succeed. The experience and result of the cause. So you see, dissatisfied mind, so much desire, you know, unable to be satisfied. So strong, so much desire, unable to be satisfied, unable to be content. So this is the experience and result of the cause. Then, creating the result of the cause, then she again doing the same thing. So therefore, Papanga the Shinimbo mentioned the liberation palm. When you go for shopping, you see, when one goes for shopping, so go to market, or you see, then one want to go back, then you see so much negative karma or covetousness. You go back with it, with so many negative karma or covetousness, mentioned like that. So therefore, the attachment, you see, wanting to have those objects. Actually, when one is decide to get it, then they're completed. First, there's attachment, wanting to have it. So therefore, often I say, therefore, you need a lamrim in the daily life. No choice. Your mind, or say once the mind has to abide in lamrim. So one want to go for shopping. If you do the shopping with the renunciation of samsara, renunciation of this life or renunciation of samsara, however with the renunciation, detachment to this life and detachment to the samsara. So in that way, it does not become, you see, you don't create a karma covetousness. If you do the shopping with bodhicitta motivation, it doesn't, you see, then to benefit for other sentiment. You buy this to benefit for other sentiment, whether it's food or clothing, whatever, to benefit that, the aim is to benefit for the sentiments, not for your own happiness. So that way it does not become covetousness. It come out of mind, you see. Then same thing also right view. When you do shopping, if you do the shopping with the right view, with meditation of emptiness, I was going to mention that the other day, but I did not finish. Anyway, that how to meditate on emptiness, you know, while in the busy life, you know, while you're busy. So, as you, yeah. So, with the, say, over the, so if you do that with the right view, then you see, with meditation emptiness, if you do the shopping, and then you see, there's no say danger. So one doesn't create, you see, the need karma and covetousness. In Tibetan called napsem. The next one is ill will. The time of ill will. Completing the time of that, or you see one explain what say Ravana spells of rebirth in one of the real lower realms, and then when you get born a human being, and when you get born a human realm, then you experience the possessive result, the which to do the place. Then where there's a lot of disease, you know. Contagious disease, you know, many harms to life, so many diseases, so many harms, you see, so many harms to life, you know, place there's so many harms in the life, you get so many diseases from other people, contagious diseases. So, I think wars, fightings, you know, attacked by others, make war by others. Then, and also that you're beaten by snakes, you see, poisonous snakes or mosquitoes, you're beaten by mosquitoes, scorpions or the so anyway, and all those insects, are harming you. some people see, get beaten by also ants, he's on a song, one of the guru from what I've seen, many initiations, teachings, Tibetan, you see, great pundit, great scholar and highly attained being, actually, is a deity, Heruka, in reality. So, Sona Songrimpoche. So, you see, wherever he is, where there's a, in the hot countries in India, where there's a lot of mosquitoes, Rinpoche never, mosquito never bite him. If the mosquito there, never bite him. That's commonly known. So anyway, even the ants, they bite, you see. All those, you see, insects that bite, fleas, whatever, all those, you should remember at that time, this is you're experiencing the possessed result of the nirkama, past nirkama, ill will. You see, so this, when you remember this, you don't get angry. There's nothing to blame to those animals, insects, because it's your karma. Who caused them to bite you? So, and also where there's a place where there's a lot of, robbery, so like that, thieves and robberies, you see. So, there's a lot of place where there's a lot of fear. Then that's a possessed result. And then experiencing the result, similar to the cause, is that you receive harm from others, from other people, you receive from others, and what you're looking for is you're not looking that which is beneficial. You're looking for which is harmful to you. Things like that. Then you create the results of the causes. Again you commit in the karma, ill will, next life when you're born a human being. So then again, if you don't change your mind and action, and then when people need karma, then goes on and on like that. Then the last one is that miraculously, another last one. Miracle also. It doesn't matter. So that now the last one, the last of the last. Anyway, the last one, heresy, negative karma or heresy. Just before that, there are many new diseases happening. Recent years happened in Japan, or many new diseases started, including AIDS. I mean, AIDS, not quite just very recent, but. Many other diseases started, that spreads, and very harmful, in India or somewhere, I don't know, somewhere, that even people die so fast. One disease, I'm not sure what it is. In India, it happened. There was also Mongolia. There was one place in Mongolia happened this disease, but it was gone. There was one place where there's many stupas. It's quite far. You have to today you go, then you spend one night there, come back tomorrow. So you know that's a good way to do. So I was going to visit that place. You know that place. Anyway, then there was news or say it was blocked because they still doubt this disease is there in that area, you see. But I think after some days, then it was opened, the road was opened. Anyway, I don't know the name. dying much faster than the AIDS, I think. So anyway, though, all those diseases coming one time at Dharamsala, there's some new disease, very life-threatening disease coming. There's a danger to spread. So as soon as advised, Dharamsala, so many people, after they finish the work, the lay people finish the work at after 4 o'clock, then they go Mellor Ganj, where there's stupas and prayers. People come there and they sit and they chant the Lochoma. There's one deity, healing deity, Lochoma. There's a few different aspects. So this is a healing deity. So advise people to chant this mantra. Everybody go there after finish work in the factory, whatever carpet factory, all this. They go there and then, down the place, and then they will chant this mantra. So they did that for some time, so that to not get those new diseases, you see, life treatment. So all this, you see, place where you are having these diseases, result of the past made karma ill will. So now, the heresy. So Ravana as a result, completing time of this, Ravana as a result of birth in the lower realm. Then, possessed the result, where you're born or where you live. Also, gold or something, you see, production, there's oil, there's a production in that place. Those are main ones then, now not happening anymore, or place become very dirty, unhygienic, very dirty. Which is something very dirty, dirty or something very dirty, appearing clean, or you believe clean, it is suffering, but it appears to you a pleasure like that things. you're in the place where you have no guide, you have no refuge, you cannot find a guide. Person to help you, to guide you. You have no guide or you have no refuge. You see, no person to help you, not to guide you. And then the experiencing results from the cause, what you experience in after some time when you're born a human being, then you have wrong views. You have wrong views. You see, you like evil friends. Friends, you see, who give you wrong conception, wrong conceptions, or who engage you in evil deeds. However, you don't like spiritual friends. You like the evil friends. Which mind like that? man bu thema la ta chi chi then friends who give you good advice, you know, say dharma friends who give you dharma advice, who guide you, one doesn't like the opposite, the evil friends, who gives you wrong advice and obliges you to engage in evil deeds, those things. And then instead of liking virtue, one like non-virtuous activities. One take interest into wrong philosophies, you know, wrong philosophy. Your wisdom, say, you lose your wisdom. You lose your wisdom. Degenerate your wisdom. And say, not precise, you know, unclear mind. Might be like that. In Tibetan, it's Shara Chawa. Might be like that. So then, creating results of the cause, then you engage in the heresy. In that, when you're born a human being, you do again. So like that. So now there are four outlines of karma. See, so I'm going to use that on this. After going through these examples, and the karma is definite. Because once the karma is created, as long as you don't purify, you know, no matter how many eons it takes, it doesn't get lost. You definitely experience the result. So if you have created this in of these non-virtual actions, then one definitely experiences these suffering results. So karma is definite. Karma is definite. So see, therefore, one must, no matter how many eons it takes time, the negative karma created, you see, never get lost. One definitely experiences it. When everything comes, the cause condition comes together. So therefore, one must, was definite, so must abandon the karma, and definitely to experience the, if you create a good karma, definitely to experience the result. So therefore, must create good.